Tito coming down in 3-2-1. Hi again, everybody. With Tribe Manager Terry Francona, this is Tom Hamilton. Welcome to Ask the Manager, brought to you by KeyBank. After an off day, the Indians have game two here in this three-game series against the Houston Astros. And, of course, Tito, everything magnified here in the early going. But Dallas Keuchel's been tough on the Indians in his four previous starts, and that game kind of shaped up the way you expected it to. And again, I guess runs could be hard to come by again tonight. You've got good guys going.
Yeah, Keuchel's a pretty good pitcher. And, you know, in the opener, he threw strike one really well. I think he was 21 and 27. And then he expanded the zone with his breaking ball, and he threw it enough for strikes. Then we got some, you know, in and out of the zone strikes. But he did. He threw a good game, and so did Klubs. You know, just it was a 2-0 game, and, you know, we just didn't generate enough offense. We hit a couple balls hard and got caught, but, you know, you gotta hit more balls than that.
Do you want a team to be more aggressive? You're always in that fine line, aren't you, Tito? Work the count, get good pitches to hit, and yet where do you get over-aggressive?
That's the fine line, because when you look back on it, a lot of times the best pitch to hit was the first pitch. But if you go into a game swinging at the first pitch too much, all of a sudden you look up in the fifth inning, man, the guy's got 40 pitches. And so that's that fine line. You know, you want your guys to get a good pitch to hit and take good swings, regardless of the count. And those are things that, you know, opening night, I think, plays a role in that. Things like that, guys are a little juiced up, and, you know, you got a pitcher taking something off as opposed to adding, and guys are a little fired up and maybe a little too amped up.
Well, you've got Carlos Carrasco going, and it's official now. He's signed a multi-year contract, much like Corey Kluber. And, you know, you had to be convinced a year ago to put him back into the rotation, and, boy, did he respond.
Yeah, he did. He really did. You know, for a couple years, he wanted to be told he was a starter. And what ended up happening was he went to the bullpen and earned it. And it's so much more meaningful that way. And all the things that everybody tried to get him to do to take your stuff into a game, now through his routines and his work ethic, he does it without thinking about it. And that's a much better place to be than trying to have some smoke and mirrors or some shenanigans, because he just has to work hard, keep his routines, and he's good to go.
Tito, do you find in this game, very seldom does anybody just come up here and not fail? I mean, it's a game of failure. Yet, when a guy struggled as much as Carlos did and yet found whatever the key was for him, that makes it more long-lasting as you look down the road?
And that's why you hear us say all the time, you got to have patience, because we can't be that organization that lets guys go somewhere else and figures it out. And sometimes, you know, people, I know we got to ask all the time, why are you being so patient with Carlos? Look what he turned into. And again, we don't have a crystal ball. You don't always know who's going to figure it out or who's not. But again, the worst thing we can do is let somebody go somewhere else and figure it out.
Tito, you've got a staff now that's got some dominant strikeout pitchers. How does that change the game?
Well, I think it gives you a little more room for error. You know, anytime you got swing and miss, that eliminates balls put in play with runners in scoring position. You know, they can reach back and get the out themselves, which I think helps. But I think, again, when you have good arms, especially we're talking about velocity and the ability to make people swing and miss, you create a little bit more room for error, margin for error, which I think is always good.
And with a guy like Carlos tonight, do we even know what his ceiling is yet?
Well, we saw a pretty good pitcher last year. Now, again, he just needs to do it for a full year. And that's hard, you know, harder to do than to just say it. But what we saw in that last, you know, 10, 12 starts was about as good as he gets. He may not be that good, but I think he's built to log innings. He's strong. He's in good shape. He's already had his surgery. And I think at worst, he's built to throw a ton of innings.
That is Tribe Manager Terry Francona on the KeyBank Ask the Manager show. Tom Hamilton inviting you to stay tuned for the Tribe and Astros coming up on the Cleveland Indians radio network. And for Thursday, hi again, everybody. With Tribe Manager Terry Francona, this is Tom Hamilton. Welcome to the Manager's Minute. The Indians concluding their three-game stay in Houston and then the home opener on Friday against the Detroit Tigers. And, you know, after today, Tito, basically the rest of April is within the division. You don't see that very often this early, that many games against each other.
Yeah, the schedule's kind of weird. I mean, we open up with Houston, then we don't come back here. And now the rest of the way out this month, it's basically Detroit, Chicago, Minnesota, Kansas City. And you know what? mean, we'll find out. We'll find out quick. We're going to play all the teams right in our division, and they're all good. And so we'll just go where they tell us and, like always, try to be one run better than them.
That is Tribe Manager Terry Francona on the Cleveland Indians Radio Network.